Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mission Mishaps, Entry 5, Hephaestus Log WYL-320, Day 47.
This is the log of Communications Officer Doug Eiffel on board the... Oh man. Sorry, this is Officer Eiffel, Hephaestus, day 47, and it's log o'clock, yada yada yada. Sorry if I sound a little distracted, listeners. We found something today. Minkowski fished this out of one of the old storage compartments. H.P. Lovecraft. Call of Cthulhu. Call of Cthulhu. Chuck. The Call of Chuck and Other Weird Stories. And some of these stories, man, listen to this.
There was a nightmare flight through a vast cobweb nave whose ghostly arches reached up to realms of leering shadows. A sightless scramble through a littered basement. A climb to regions of air and streetlights outside. And a mad racing down a spectral hill of gibbering gables.
Not bad, eh? I mean... it's no R.L. Stein, but at least it's better than Minkowski's manuals. Which I've totally read. Totally. All the words. Read them. Yep. No idea why this is up here, though. Looks pretty darn beat up, if you ask me, and... well, you'd think the entertainment budget wouldn't cover. Oh, wait a minute. There's an inscription at the end here. Kind of hard to make out. Property... of Dr. Oh, for God's... yeah, that's the other thing. Stars something or other is flaring up, so we gotta be in low power mode until it's done blowing off steam. Apparently these flare things might scramble Hera's brains or something, so she's offline until the weather improves. Which means we have to make do without hot water, AC, microwaves, whatever she does to keep the aft deck from smelling like a... ah! Man! They also make the light from the star get way brighter. It's just like a flash for a second. Everything's red and... One second. Let me... make sure this is still in the lands of what an annoying minor inconvenience, and not in other more, oh God, places. Hey, Doc? Are these flare things still more or less under control? Do I need to be concerned?
Not now, Eiffel. In middle of delicate situation. Besides, should you not be focused on archiving Minkowski's findings from storage unit?
Yes. I am 100% working on that. Got the filing cabinet right here. But, what about you, though? Everything okay?
Perfectly satisfactory, Eiffel. Or at least it will be once I locate problem element.
All right. Let's try that again. Doc, use your words. What's the problem?
Problem is not... Fine. If you must know, one of my more volatile samples from my laboratory has...
What the... Oh, great. I guess the storm knocked out our power generator. As if things weren't bad enough. Now I gotta sit in the dark. Man. Anyway, sorry, Doc. What was that? Doc? You there? And the comms are out, too. Awesome. Yeah. You showed us who's boss. Don't act so pleased with yourself. Well, folks, not that listening to me sitting by myself in the dark, not being able to read my new book, isn't riveting, but I think I'll spare you the excitement. From Wolf 359, this has been the log of Communications Officer Doug. What the? I'm sorry. For a moment, I just thought I heard... I don't even know. Just... Nah, it's late. This has been the log of Communications Office... Okay, that time, I'm pretty sure I heard something. Hello? Hello? Is anyone there? Commander? Help? Hilbert? What? What was it that Hilbert was saying about one of the more volatile samples from the laboratory has... How did that sentence end? The volatile sample has... What? Has escaped from containment? Has bitten off my arm and developed a taste for human flesh? Has... successfully been turned into a deadly, deadly killing machine? Hey, Doc? Doc? You there? What were you saying? What was going on with your sample? Okay. This is fine. Doug, you're just freaking yourself out for no reason. You just stayed up too late, reading some horror stories, and now you're just imagining things. But there's absolutely no reason for you to... Ah! What the... Oh, my God. Okay, I definitely just saw it. There's something in this room with me. In the flash from the flare, I saw it. Oh, God. What is it? It's small and scurrying and... it's moving around. It's getting closer, isn't it? Where is it? Where did it go? Okay. Maybe it just went away. Maybe it didn't think I looked all that delicious. Interesting. And so it went away. Yeah, that's probably what... Oh, God. No, it didn't go away. It's right between me and the door. And it's just sitting there, staring at me. Can it see in the dark?
Oh God, what if I can see it? Oh, it's getting closer. I need to get out of here. No, it's right on top of me. I've got to do something.
Oh, eat file cabinet, you unholy science monster!
Did I actually?
Oh yeah, that's right. Die, you grotesque bastard! And when you're down in hell, tell all your buddies not to mess with Communications Officer Doug.
Eiffel, what are you doing?
Hey, Doc. Oh, I just did you one heck of a solid.
You did solid?
Yep, I just made your little sample problem a lot less volatile, if you know what I mean.
You're welcome. My sample?
Yep.
The aluminium compound sample that is currently oxidizing in laboratory?
Yep, that's the... aluminum? So... not an escaped mutant monster?
Definitely not.
Then... what did I just splat with the...
Well, that looks like... yes. Is repair and maintenance drone.
Maintenance drone? Wait, we have a maintenance drone?
Who did you think calibrated systems? Magic pixies?
What? I didn't know we have maintenance drones.
We do not have drones. We have drone. Singular. Well, we had drone. Now we have... something different.
And what's that?
More work, Officer Eiffel. More work. Well done.
Oh.
This has been Wolf 359 by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written by Gabrielle Urbina and directed by Zach Valenti. The roles of Eiffel and Hilbert were played by Zach Valenti. Original music by Alan Rohde. Visit wolf359.fm for more information on the show.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Oh, Martha, look, the new season is coming. Get the snacks ready.
Okay, okay.
In a dangerous new world.
Wow, we can see the helicopters coming in. It looks like the teams are arriving for this season of Soul Survivor.
Live-action role players will fight.
I'm Sequoia.
Just go.
I'm Myrna.
Grand Chicken in.
We agreed to just call me Sky.
Name's Dale.
I'm Cole.
Hannah.
To Bill.
I need the feathers for my arrows.
Sequoia, maybe you need to grab some things.
To outsmart.
Oh my God.
Wow. Well, look for us.
Not again.
To survive.
No, don't, no.
Facing Fate, Black Knight, available at facingfate.com and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts, beginning June 14th.
I don't know if I want to live anymore. I just want it to end.
A Dumb Dragons production.